What is good, my good people? Happy, happy Valentine's Day to you. And as we are celebrating the month of love, it's only right that I show the bad boys and girls that I love them by posting a bonus episode. So you guys are watching the bonus episode right now. I love you guys. Here is a phenomenal interview with me and none other than renowned superstar King Promise. I hope you enjoy. I love you guys and have a fantastic day. Happy Valentine's Day from me and Mr. Charlie Poppy. Love you. Have a fantastic day and enjoy the episode. Purr.
I was in a dance group before I started making music.
I remember you said that she was a dancer and you was a rapper.
Yeah.
Does she?
You check me out.
Of course I am.
Want to go on a date?
Hell yeah.
I will talk after. You know, being smart is like being a good person. Because even good people make bad mistakes.
It's CNT, baby. What is good, my good people? It's your girl, Madam Joyce, in the biz, and we're back again. Tell a friend. You already know it's a new week. Long time no speak. I'm kind of loving this intro where I just kind of like have a mini rap. Obviously, buy my mixtape. It's coming out soon. But yeah, guys, I'm so excited. We have a massive musician here in the studio with us today. Not only is he known for his high life, his Afrobeat style, his fashion, but also for his performing ability, and not to mention the worth ethic. Honestly, I'm so excited. He has brought us hits after hits after hits, and he has been trending on socials. If you don't know the dance, you're a fool. Guys, I'm here with the most amazing person straight off the MOBO Awards stage. It's Mr. King Promise! How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I like that intro. Yeah?
Thank you. Honestly, I'm so excited. I literally saw you yesterday. Mm. Can we just talk about worth ethic? Because I saw you yesterday, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mobus was yesterday? No, it wasn't.
The day before yesterday.
Can you see the drink has caught me already? I saw you day before yesterday. You performed at the Mobus with Comedo, and it was honestly a phenomenal performance. And
thank
now you are here. Like, the hustle and bustle is giving.
Yeah, man. It's the Accra boy in me.
I love it. So how did you find that performance?
Exciting. I was super excited to be on that stage. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I got told we're going to do it, I was like, yeah, man, let's go for it. So literally jump on a flight, came out here, done our thing. It's always a pleasure and such an honor to represent our people to the rest of the world, you know?
Definitely. So. And can I just say the outfit was given?
The
full level look.
Thank you.
I was a big fan.
Like, you know, let's go a little dangerous, you know?
I'm not going to lie, leather is naughty, but I love it.
Yeah, nah, I'm like, let's go a little dangerous.
It looks so good.
I'm glad.
I just say, generally, the fashion is always given.
Thank you. I was going through
your Instagram, and the looks you put together, very daring.
Appreciate it,
If
man.
It's not thick boots, it's wide jeans. Yeah. If it's not, I love it.
Me, I like to look how I feel.
Yeah.
So whichever way I feel, you're going to get it.
And how are we feeling today with the Averex song?
It's like a little, it's cold in this London. I'm like, not too much, you know, but fly. Always stay fly, 100%, all the time.
Nah, it's looking fly. Speaking of London and the weather, it's always interesting somebody who comes from a hot country having to come here and wear a jacket. How are you dealing with it?
Do you know what? I'm not mad.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it gives me the chance to dress fly because I can't be wearing these big jackets in Accra in the heat.
So would you say your fashion is better in the summer or the winter?
All year round.
No, but better. I mean, which
because it's different type of like swag, like it's different style, because I get to wear like very lighter clothes and probably like some no sleeve shirts and, you know what I mean, some shorts and stuff. And then when I'm in the cold, I can do, you know, I'm a buggy stuff, because I love buggy stuff. I don't know why, but I have a very New York swag sometimes, you know, when I feel like it. Even when I'm here in the cold, most of the time, that's how I like to dress.
Wide jeans, jackets, Timberland boots.
You understand?
Yeah.
So it's so nice where, because I like street fashion, you know, and I feel like anywhere you give me the chance to show, I'll show. So in the heat, we do it over here as well, because this jacket, I just think it's flying. You know, it's the weather to wear it, so.
No, you do look flat. And you were saying about the Mobos, you love the chance to come and show people where you're from and who you are. And I went to Ghana for the first time in December.
Yep.
And can I just say,
Time of your life?
Ghana's incredible, to be honest.
Welcome to the training.
It's incredible. Like, yeah. I went and, again, I just came from Lagos. It was my first time in Nigeria as well last year. So I went I got to
Wait, you're Nigerian?
Yeah.
That's your first time in Nigeria?
Yes.
I have to flock you.
I'm so fake, right? Please, that's another story for
But you rep
day.
It though, so that's fine.
I tried, but I came to Ghana for the first time and I was like, this place is beautiful.
It's different. Different. Ghana's vibes.
The actual area is so clean.
Yeah.
It's so well built.
Someone is excited. You loved it. You loved your time. Did you go out nightlife?
I went out. The nightlife was fantastic.
Yeah. Where did you go?
I went to Polo Beach.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. By the beach.
Yeah, I went to see the composers.
That's our own little Miami. Eh?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I went to Bloom Bar.
Sick. I had my party there, so I have a party called Five Star Party because they call me Five Star as well. So like it's something that I've started that I do all around the world. I've done one in London, one in America, and then finally we ended in Accra called Five Star Party. We did our Bloom Bar. So Bloom Bar is an epic, epic location.
I love. And speaking of parties, you also have a festival, Promised Land. Mm-hmm. When I saw this, I felt very left out. I said, where was I? What was I doing?
Yeah.
I didn't get the memo. How was that in December? Because honestly, you showed me the video. It looked crazy.
Yeah, nah. Promised Land is my own festival.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like the only... because usually festivals are not artist-based, you know? And we decided to take a little turn with that. So I've had it for like the past 5 years.
Amazing.
Where I do, like from the very first year I blew up, I've had Promised Land. So it's a festival, you just come, network, have a good time. It's not just your regular concerts where you're so far from the artist. It's very like inclusive, you know? I'm closer to the audience. We have conversations. Like, it's a whole totally different experience. And I always have like special guests I don't announce. So you never know who you're going to see.
You don't know who's going to pull
up. No, never. Like, you know you're coming for King Promise, but you know King Promise has all the friends, you know?
Period.
So you don't know, like, you could pull up and you could see R2Bs, you could see Wizkid, you could see Omar Lee, you could see Gabzy, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So what made you want to start your own festival? Because I don't think I've ever heard artists have their own festival.
Why not?
Yeah.
We wanted to do a regular concert. That's actually how it started. And then we were like, you know, we should like aim for more, you know. The world is our oyster, and there's so much more we could do with the space that we had. It's like, you know what? Let's add some extra touches. Then we had the second Promised Land where we had like gangs, you know, like a sport, but the regular ones like the bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
There was FIFA. There was painting, and those were like in the day because I wanted like people to be able to bring their kids, because a lot of kids love King Promise. So I'm like, I want the kids to also feel like a part of it. And then the evening is like a concert where everyone goes crazy, but concert feels like a festival as well because it's by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a heels thing. I mean, you can choose to, but you know, I just wanted something that's so calm and,
please,
you know, everyone just feels like, I love this, you know, that's the whole idea.
I'm sorry
idea.
For anyone that's hearing this. If you hear beach party, I've made the mistake in Africa. Mm. If you're going to beach party, don't wear high heels.
Don't
if you're
do
going
that
to
yourself.
Festival, don't wear high heels. I made the mistake. I wanted to be a bad bee. And the bad bee doesn't really finish.
I mean, there's obviously it's like VIP areas and that where you can actually wear your heels whatsoever. But you know, the main thing about Promised Land is just letting your hair down and having the time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
I love that, and we're still staying in Ghana, and I want to ask you, how much has your home life influenced your music?
Everything about who I am is influenced by where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not just Ghanaian because I was born there, but I'm Ghanaian because it was in me before I came out. Do you know what I mean? Like, making music is because of my influences growing up.
Yeah,
which is high life. You know, we have our legends from Kojo Enchi to Daddy Lumba, Ofuram Ponson, Dasi Brejam. There's a lot of them. Kobna Kobna, R2Bs, and, you know, even King Sark, you know, who more or less discovered me. And, you know, legends like QBs. So these are like sounds that shaped my sound.
Yeah.
And obviously my dad played a lot of music growing up. So then the rest of the music from the rest of the world was also a part of it. And those shaped me as an artist. And obviously life experiences. Like when you come from Nungwa, where I'm from, the kind of things you see, you don't see in Peckham. You know what I mean? You don't see in Stratford, or you don't see anywhere. And those ones, is like, it's our life, it's how we live, it's how we're born, how we grew up. And I like to be the mouthpiece of the people. So most of my music, when I'm even speaking about love or money or just growing and, you know, friends and the hustle, it's all because of how I was raised and where I'm from.
And you know what's interesting? I saw that you do a lot of things for your community back home.
Yeah.
You were talking in an interview about having another style of festival where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just expand
on that? Yeah, it's called
that?
Can Promise Live, but I do it in Nungwa, which is my city. It's a free concert. I just literally set up a big stage in the middle of the town and everyone flocking.
Yeah.
And you see all your favorite artists. Like, I like to see people happy, smiling, just joy, because I feel like that's what I'm here for, to bring happiness into the lives of people. So we go to Nungwa, we do a health walk. If we don't do a health walk, we do a setup where people can get checked, can get attended to, and then after that, we do some giveaways, and then the evening is the concert. Everyone comes out. You see people standing on top of their buildings. And
it's lit.
It's crazy, and we have the time of our life. You know? Yeah, man.
One thing about Ghana, you gonna have a good time. You gonna have a good time.
Make nobody
time.
Lie. You see that Accra, Kumasi, the North, everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are in Ghana. It's just, it's who we are. We are happy people. Eh? We're very calm, relaxed. We just like to have a good time.
Every time I meet someone who's Ghanaian, there's a Candace that you have where it's just like, it's very zen. I think.
We call it Jigidigidi.
Jigidigidi. Yeah, you do. You see, Nigerian people were very like loud,
I hear
boisterous, out there. Like,
you have to see when a Nigerian is there, you will know.
Yeah, you will know. You can tell. Like sometimes
a lot of people think I'm Nigerian. Actually,
do you know what? If you didn't speak, I would have been like Nigerian.
Yeah, a lot of people think. But I'm not mad though.
When you speak, your aura, your chill. I said this one can't be Nigerian. He's not shy. He hasn't started shouting.
No, but this one is an interview. How to?
Oh, is this your interview voice?
This is calm. Yeah, understand. Behave.
Well, behave. I want to ask you something. Would you categorize your type of music as high life or Afrobeats?
So this is the thing. I feel like I'm the bridge between, like, I'm Afrobeats and high life.
Sick.
I feel like I'm bringing the two together to appeal to the rest of the world, because you don't have to be Ghanaian alone to enjoy my music.
Facts.
Like, I've gone number one in countries I've never been to.
Talk your
like that, just facts. So I'm like, at the end of the day, because my influences are actually high life, R&B, dancehall, even boy band music. Do you understand?
Which boy bands?
You're not from Ghana, you know. All these Westlife, Backstreet Boys.
You think I don't know Westlife?
That's
you think
what I'm
I don't know Backstreet?
Baby, you should wait, know.
Baby, is it NSYNC?
Yes.
Baby Bab? Yeah. I'm with it. I'm with
it. I hear it, yeah.
Wait,
so,
are they big in Ghana?
Growing up, boy band music was the shit.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Who's your boy bands?
Definitely Westlife, though, for me. And Backstreet
Westlife?
Boys. Yeah. I want
it that. Yeah. I love that. Last year was one of the biggest years. In terms of music, your song Terminator was, if not the biggest song
say
of the year.
Again. Say it again.
Terminator.
Terminator.
Uh-huh.
Terminator. You know, a lot of people hit me on the internet like, what's this Ghana boy saying Terminator? We're supposed to Terminator. I'm like, bro.
It's the vibe. It's the vibe. What's the influence for that song? Let's start from
life.
There. Okay.
Most of my music is about life and how I feel. It might not be about my personal one, but, you know, I try to bring it to life. I try to feel like make people find themselves in the music.
Yeah.
So when you listen to Terminator, it's like for any go-getter, anyone who has a dream and just wants to do something, you might not be coming from nothing, or you might not, there might not be belief from people even in the beginning, but don't stop, just go, you know, just push and do your thing and let nobody stop you. That's the Terminator.
Can I just say I love that song with all my heart, because the message,
yeah.
I feel like for someone like me, and especially when you're in the public eye,
yeah,
and people can misunderstand you, people can judge you 100%. Based on 5 seconds or 10 seconds. You could be misconstrued. And I feel like when I heard that song, I got it. If you like, understand me. If you like, do understand
I'm okay.
me. I'm okay. Do you know what I mean? And I love it. Were you expecting the reach to be as expansive as it was?
I knew it was a big record. Like I felt it's one of the songs that, like, when we made Right Away, we were like, okay, this has to come out now.
Yeah.
Because usually I'll just hoard it, like, oh, we already have things shelled up. This comes, and then that when it, I was like, this one. So I honestly did have the expectation that I was gonna do well, but it's gone beyond, you know, what I expected.
Honestly, and, yeah, even when I was in Nigeria, the way that song is spun,
smashed it.
That song is in Nigeria. That's all I was hearing.
Yeah, no,
and I think one thing I love about your music is that it's so feel good. It's so feel good. It's about love. It's about enjoyment. And I think with the type of sometimes the message, as fun as, you know, it is, sometimes the message of songs are, you know, God will help us in Jesus' name. But I feel like every time I hear your music, it's so feel good. Would you say, are you generally just always this happy, or you're like, or do you?
I'm good vibes.
You know, it's
ask
giving.
About me.
It's giving.
I'm good vibes. I'm the guy. I don't like to say it, but I hear it a lot. So I might as well just say it. But listen, I like to have a good time.
Yeah.
I like to take life easy, and I like to be focused, determined, and I like people like that around me. So it's just that energy that I give off.
Amazing. And then you now have dropped the remix with Sean Paul, Tiwa Savage. Can I just say, side note, Tiwa Savage is the remix queen.
Nah, she's the queen queen.
She's the queen queen. But every time Tiwa drops on a feature, there's not a single miss. And this one as well, as you could, she's never missed. How did that even come about?
I've known Tiwa for a while. I always wanted to make a record with her. So I literally just sent her a message. I'm like, I slid in the DM.
Period.
It's like, would you want to do this remix for this? And she said, yeah. That was it. It was just very simple.
And then Sean Paul?
Sean Paul, I got the call from my team that, you know, they reached out and, you know, because it was a few list of people that we were looking forward to. And I said, big fan of Sean Paul from, you know, early days, like
of
growing
course.
Up. This is a legend I never imagined making a record with. And he's just so amazing. I was like, yeah, 100%, let's do it. You know,
I love it.
I spoke to him after we done the record.
Oh, so you never even
spoke we
to
had
him.
Never spoken.
That's
after
crazy.
The record. Then I just, when I posted it, like, we did the collab post and I text him like, big honor, thank you for jumping on this record. He said, cool. We just exchanged numbers and that's it.
You know, it's always, I always find it fascinating when it comes to like features and how artists work together, because I believe sometimes you're in the studio together, sometimes you're not. Sometimes they'll send you song. But I want to know, when you're in the studio, when you're writing, what is your creative process? Are you somebody that just comes and however the spirit leads?
Yeah, that's me.
Really?
I don't like calculated stuff.
Okay.
Even this Sean Paul might sound very calculated because it came from my team, but it's not, because I don't really do collabos if I don't like you, if I'm not a big fan. Like,
okay.
I really have to like your music. I really have to think you're the shit to want to do a record with you, or just genuinely love you, because I feel like it's very special and you can't just do it just because it was one and two put together for business reasons, you know? I'm just that guy. But usually I just go in the studio, I have nothing in my mind. I'm not like going to make a record for this guy or that guy. I just go to the studio to make music that I love. Like, you know,
period.
Make sure I have the time of my life. Maybe I'm drinking a little something.
Yes, sir.
One day I'm talking a little something. There's a couple. We just have the time of our lives, and I just make the music that I love. And then we're like, oh, maybe this person will sound good on this song, you know? Or maybe I don't need anybody in the song. It's very, like, simple, just down. Just, like, it's not that deep for me. I feel like the magic in the music is when you have fun making it.
Yeah, period. Can I just say something as well? I feel like we've never met, but I feel like... Wait, we've never met before, but I feel like...
You feel like you know me?
No, I feel like you know me. I feel like...
Is it?
In this way. I feel like in the spirit that there was a connection.
Is it?
That there was something that...
Yeah, spirits be that.
Spirit. Like, in the spirit world, I don't know what... there was something there that we knew each other, and...
I hear
you
it.
Just thought, you were in the studio,
and maybe you're thinking about me, or you didn't know that it was me.
And I made a song for you.
And then you dropped this song, Perfect Combi.
Ah.
Because when I heard that song, I said, why is it talking about me? Like, why is it
talking? I saw it in my dreams.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you dreamt.
I saw it in my dreams.
How did you know? And then on top of that, you now put one of my favorite UK artists, you now drop, bam, Gabzy. I'm going to say it to you now.
Mm.
That song was for me.
You can have it.
and I receive it. It's a gift. I am absolutely obsessed with that song. Now, let me tell you why I'm obsessed with it. Because a lot of times when African artists collaborate with people who are either from the UK, from the US, it's hard to get the magic. Every yeah. time you collaborate with a UK artist, you just hit the nail on the head. The one with Western,
Love.
Excuse me. Heady One.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's the thing. These are people I actually love.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually a fan of their work. So
love.
It's never a forced collaboration. It's always like very calm, collected. It's just not very well thought through, but very well felt, because you know the energy has to be right. And these are people I gravitate towards. So I'm like, yeah, I really like Heady. That's my guy. Like, we met in Ghana, what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and we never made music. So we made music.
Wow.
So it made sense. Not like, because I know you and you're an artist, you're my friend, we have to make music. No. Right time. When I had the, I'm like, bro, I think I have a song for you.
Yeah.
Man. And that was it, you know? And Westing, I was speaking to Hailey, you know, earlier, like maybe a year or almost two before.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, when I got to London, team put together the session and we just made records. You know, we made a couple, even before that, and we chose that one. And for Gabzy, I hit him up. Because I don't think I parted at Cross, but I was listening to his music. I'm like, this guy's too hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, bro, your shit is hard. So I was in London sometime. We just linked. I was in the studio. He came. That was it.
You're like, so it was just one session?
One.
Oh, God.
One. This yeah, I was good. In the studio. He came. I was with Guilty. We were just working on a couple of stuff. And
Guilty produced it?
Yeah. Yeah, and then... It just went from there. Like I said, it's very organic vibes.
I love. I'm always interested. What was that? Because I was going to ask you whether it was done in Ghana or it was done here. You see, I thought you guys did it in Ghana because that song has warm weather energy.
Yeah, it's the original vibes. Me, I don't water down how I feel. Yeah. Like I'm very, very Ghanaian to the core. Like in even the way I think and the way I move. You know, just maybe... The feeling of a Ghanaian, the energy of a Nigerian, like Perfect Combi, you know.
It was so giving. It was like,
yeah, that's just who I am, and yeah, man, Guilty done a great job as well. That's my guy from Ghana. We know each other well, and the kind of sound we like, so it just really came together nicely. It wasn't planned.
I'm very obsessed with that song, and I know a lot of people are obsessed. It's currently trending all over TikTok.
Yeah.
The girlies are using
it. The gallem.
I even did a little tutorial for
did
it.
You?
Yeah, I had to let
nice,
them.
Nice, nice,
because
nice.
When you're talking about some ways, bumper, excuse me.
I just seen you today and you have it.
Seriously, is it for me?
You have it.
No, seriously, can we? am I Perfect Combi?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Thank you, Jesus. I love. So we've been talking about the UK artists that you've worked with currently. Mm. Is there anyone in mind that you haven't worked with but you're thinking, I like this one?
Yeah, I do have a few.
Talk to me.
Skepta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Ghana boy link up. Wait, no, is Skepta Ghana?
He's Nigerian.
He's Nigerian. Can you see?
Oh, my God.
I thought, and do you know what is so mad? I literally had his sister on this chair and her name is actually Adenuga. So what was I doing? what was I talking
yeah,
about?
Nah, I like Big Chief Skeppy, Big Smoke.
Who else?
I like Central C.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, I think he's fire. Obviously, I love Ray, but we've worked together already. But, you know, I'm looking forward to making more with Ray. And, yeah, man. It's how I feel. If I
whoever
feel like,
you feel.
Yeah, it's really simple.
I love
because I listen to everyone and everybody. Yeah. As long as the music is good, I'm fine.
So I've been going through your music and
I love Adele.
Adele? Oh yeah, who doesn't love Adele?
Yeah. I think she's
I'm yet to see Adele to jump on an Afrobeats song, if I'm not mistaken.
Adele, if you're seeing this. Let's make it happen.
I would love for that, because do you know what? Yeah, I feel like in terms of the type of genre, you're very like, it's almost like Afrobeat, R&B, love.
Yeah, I do get that.
That's your space.
I mean, I make music for the girl as well, and then demand them to let me not leave them out.
No, leave them. Don't worry.
For everybody, you can have Terminator, you can have Ginger, and you can have Perfect Combi, you can have CCTV, and you can have Ten Toes, and you can have Iniesta. It's like, really and truly, it's just about how I feel and you know life.
Yeah. Would you consider yourself to be a romantic?
Yeah, I mean, if why not? If I like you, I like you.
No, so. I mean, I'm just going from the kind of music you make. You make very love.
It's the same thing when I make the streets. I make that one too. You know, I make both of them.
Okay.
Every type of music, but you know, it's easy to make the other one, the girl.
You think it's easy, so you don't have to be.
I know how to.
You know how to get the girls going.
I think I know. I'm the only boy. I've got three sisters, so I think I know how to. You know, treat the old man, yeah?
You said you're the oldest.
Yeah.
I always find that the boys who have majority sisters are a lot more gentlemen and a lot more well put together than the boys who grew up with majority boys.
Mm.
So in terms of how they treat you, how they are... classy behavior. I always get it more when somebody
you
like,
just have to make sure the women are fine and they're all right. And like, women are special, you understand? So,
women are special. Are you dating at the moment?
No,
no,
mm-mm.
Focus on the work,
living my life.
What does that mean?
I'm outside. If you find me, you find me.
He said, I'm outside.
If you find me, you find me. Okay. Nah, I'm just chilling.
You're just chilling.
Yeah.
So, are you? Is it that you're chilling because you're an artist, or you're chilling because you haven't found the right one?
I'm not looking. But I'm not running from it as well.
Okay, you're open.
I'm living.
Okay.
I'm not looking, but I'm not running from it. It's whatever happens, really.
Okay, so you were telling me that you love Nigerian girls.
Hey, when did I say this?
You said this off camera.
Oh my God. I love them, though. I'm not like, I love African girls.
You love African girls. Yeah. You don't have a specific.
I love girls in total.
He said, don't get me in trouble.
I love all the girls. No, kill me. Five star day. Oh my girls.
Oh, the girls.
Yeah, man.
I love it. So, what are you listening to at the moment? What type of music?
Ooh. Can I check my phone?
Of course you can.
My playlist is so weird. Oh, I just heard this song. Just came out the other day with Usher and Fills.
Okay.
From Nigeria. It's called Ruin. I think it's sick. I love Sensational by Chris Brown and Davido.
Yes, very
and
sexy.
And Lil J. Yeah. Kid Laroi, a song called Bleed. Offset and my guy, Don Toliver, they have a song called Worth It. I think it's so fire.
Please. And you know you got me back.
Yeah.
I know it's worth it. Yeah.
That
song is cold.
Yeah,
oh my
man,
God. Yeah, that's
and Gavzy has a song telling me I'm just don't say that. I'm a joke, I'm a mess. Don't say toxic that. Music, we like it.
Yeah, honestly, to be honest, yeah, it's not Gavzy, it's Malone. But every time I hear Gavzy, I just close Gavzy is that boy, that boy. It's not you. You're not the problem here.
Yeah,
I love that. Do you know what? Yeah, you actually have quite a good mix of music.
I hear it a lot. You know, I'm the DJ at the parties. When me and my friends are there, I control the aux.
You're the aux code guy.
It be me.
Do you know what? I find that job quite pressureful.
And I love it.
Really?
Because I don't know why I have so much belief in myself when it comes to playing music. I can go an hour.
You're the music guru.
I'm that guy.
Seriously?
I might not even play my own music and the kind of things that I'll pull up.
Really? do you know what? Honestly, I don't even bother. When
somebody's like, a lot of people run from me, you know. They're just like, oh, they're ox pressure. They don't want it.
So if we're in the car right now or somewhere, we'll I got just you. Hand you.
Say the least.
You know, that's fine. It's you that's going to kill your battery. By the time we get to where we need to get to, your phone is dead. Our mind's on 100%.
Say the least.
That's man. Fine. Oh my God, would you ever think about doing DJ though? You said you're good at
never
it.
Say never, eh? Maybe I'll become like a Craig David one day.
That would be cold.
Yeah, because me, when you see me at a party, I'm the crazy one, eh? I'm like, you know?
Which way you're the crazy one?
At a chop live. I don't see anybody.
Like, okay, so what
I will package small and then I'm like, I know you come here, can't kill myself. You guys enjoy. Who sent me?
Okay, so you're the type that on entry, you're chilling, you're
come. But I'm not going to be on my table just sitting down, like, mean mugging. I'll stand up and chill.
Do a little bit of a
I'll do all the ones I do in my room, but, you know.
You got to keep it cool.
Yeah, I understand.
No, we could party, because that's me as well. I like a chill vibe. I'll chill. I'll do a bit of head knocking. But then, obviously.
Yeah, we are not doing that zone two in the middle, no?
I've said this so many times. We're not going to be popping and locking in the middle. Now we can go out. Keep it classy.
Oh my God. I watch them though. I love it. Like,
yeah, we watch them. We're like, yeah. Like,
that's my boy.
You know what's mad? Zizi, at the moment, Zizi asked me that question. She was like, I think you probably went off stage, but she was like, show me an Azonto dance that you're going to be doing. I said, listen, I don't do too much. Just shoulder. Shoulder.
Okay,
you know, you can't do
too much. Keep it classy.
Keep it classy.
I hear it.
You can't be coming in your average jacket. You're now sweating. Can you dance though? You give me serious dancer vibes.
I do dance. Yeah. Like, I love dancing. I mean, I'm not the best dancer. I leave down to Dance God Lloyd. But apart from that, I can bust a move or two.
But you're,
I was in a dance group before I started making music.
I remember you said that she was a dancer and you was a rapper.
Yeah. I was making rap music before I started making singing music. Before I started singing, I was rapping.
So is this rapping in...
How did you hear this?
I did my research, Jesus baby. Christ. Don't watch that.
Okay. I have to be careful with what you pull out the bag right now because the fact that you're saying these things...
It means that I have...
You've checked.
So we're just going to play an audio clip of King Promises rapping that he did while he was in high school.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Nah. So, you know, you need to give me... You've got some stuff from the archive.
No, really, like, I used to rap. That's how I started. I had, like, a mixtape. I done some Drake covers and all of that. And then, eventually, I done a singing song and I realized all the girls love it. I'm like, why am I wasting my time? You know,
on the rapid thing.
I'm like, let me do what, because listen, in music, when you have the girls, you have everybody.
Facts.
Yeah, so I'm like.
So you started doing the
and I love, like, I feel like I knew how to make that a lot, you know, better.
Mm-hmm.
It's either I'm talking about just good vibes, love, girls,
yeah,
or life. Like, I like to write music in a way where it's like I'm painting a story.
Yeah.
And as much as you can do that with rap, it's just nicer with, like, melody for it, with it for me.
You haven't had an album since 2022. Can I just say that album is amazing?
Thank you.
I love it. And the people are itching for something new.
It's coming. Funny thing is, Terminator is the first single of the album. And then the next single, which is Perfect Combinana, is going crazy. So you can imagine.
So when are we loading this album? This year?
100%.
How exciting. How are you feeling about that?
Gas. Me, I get to like a day out already. But you know, we have
wait,
to
you
like,
plan wait, well. So there's a we've got a timeline here?
We do. Soon.
KP, come on, give me something. Soon. Come on, give me something. Okay.
Just a couple months.
You know, couple is like two months.
I know.
So in 2 months.
No, or you can use the layman couple months, which means whenever.
I wanted to double check. Is it English couple or
African man?
African couple.
Hey, layman.
So it's the English couple.
No, please. You see, the Ghana man, no, please.
Yeah. You have to put that, please. One thing about a Ghanaian person, they're going to put please at the end of everything.
Yes, please. Yeah, man. But definitely very soon. It's actually done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm out here in the UK just wrapping up because
okay.
I shuffled between Accra and London.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm signed here, so it's like I come here a lot just to do studio or my mixing, my mastering, just finish the music. So it's just a matter of time.
And what can we expect? Like, what is the story of this album?
I'm being true to myself on this album.
Okay.
It's like my most vulnerable album so far. Like when you hear Terminator, it's me. Like, it's really truly my story. And that's like being vulnerable by a lot of people finding themselves in the music. And that's what it really is. Cause I'm like, why am I going to form in the music when I can just see how I feel and just give a fuck, you know? And that's really what it is. Like, when I say perfect comedy, it's actually how I feel about girls. Like, you know, sweet ones. Who doesn't
don't
like
say
sweet?
Girls, you're just me.
Sorry, baby.
Thank you. Very kind of you.
But no, kill me, I beg. I just, like, felt like I'm at a point in life, no pun intended, I sang that, but that's not. But it's really at a point in my life where I was like, I just be myself, speak how I feel, sing how I feel, and you feel it in the music, like all the growth from, you know, who I was when I came on the scene first to where I am now. It's just a lot of growth that you feel in the music, and like my collaborations are epic. Production is crazy. I really have, like, if I could say so myself, like, good taste in, like, production and, like, stuff like that. So I took it very, very serious. And I've been working on it for almost a year now. And finally, it's time. So.
Amazing. Are you going to drop us a name?
It's called True to Self.
True to Self. Oh. I love.
I've never said this anywhere. How did you get? You see, it's the drinks they give you on
it's
set.
It's not the drinks. I told her.
Listen, before this thing started, I told them, I feel like it's a plot to have me say things that I'm not supposed to say. My manager is in the back. He's not stopping me. Quiet.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Do you know? Wait. Can I just say something? Yeah.
What?
When you said it, Kwam said, I heard him in the back. You know, I got podcast. He said,
It's called True to Self.
So. I am excited. And the last album was incredible, but I know this one is
different.
And considering the fact that we have Terminator and we have Perfect Combi, which are already two massive hits, are we gonna have a moment in the club where it's four KP songs back to back? Because that's 100%. What this is giving.
100%.
Because if you're telling me two of them are already...
Listen, like...
I'm a fan.
There's songs for the club. There's songs for when you're doing your laundry. There's songs for when you're with your girls thinking about what the F-boy done to you.
Yes.
And him not apologizing. There's songs for when you're on a road trip. There's songs for everybody. So it's like I said, I make music based on how I feel. And then after that I go back to the team who think about all the business and the money, like... Tick note, and I'm like, okay, I agree, I don't agree. We come together to agree to disagree, and then we put it in. So it's like, it's literally music catered to everybody, regardless where you are, how you feel. There's something for you on there.
I love. So it's finished.
Well, on my side, it's 100% done. The rest is.
Okay. I thought maybe I could slip in an interview.
You know the funny thing. Like,
go on.
If I hit the studio tonight and I make something, I feel like it'll go on there. It will go on there. So.
So it's, again, like you're saying, true to self, however, how you're feeling.
Exactly.
Like, it's not, I think one thing I love about that, let me tell you what I love about that. Music has become so calculated.
Yeah.
And we're in an age where people are doing what they feel is going to pop.
Mm.
Or they're doing what they feel is going to grab this person or grab this person or sound like this. So it's very refreshing that you're doing it because you want to.
No, my team knows best. Like, from my management to my label, they know best. Like, don't interfere with my music creation process. Like, let me make the magic. You do your business. Like, let me sing what I feel like. You can direct me. You can suggest.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I make my decision. I'm saying, okay, go and sing then. I'll sing it. I'll just do what I want. And I'm so happy and glad that I have a team that actually respects my views. And no one just comes between how I feel and what I make. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I just want to say you're such a big representation of Ghanaian music.
Thank you.
And I want to ask you, generally, Ghanaian music as a whole, do you feel like it's being appreciated the way it deserves globally?
Maybe a little more will be fine. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's just a thing on a global scale. It's a thing with African music where now the world is actually now catching on, you know? It's like our music is in, like, we're big in Thailand. I've never been there. You know what I mean? I'm about to go on tour. I'm doing Bali.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing Bali, Jakarta, I think Singapore and Japan. Like, and my song's just going crazy. Like, number one on the radio everywhere over there. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah. It's a matter of where music is right now, where, like I said, you don't need to understand my language to love my music, but you connect with it on a level. It. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like it's just a matter of time you take over the world, because African music, Ghanaian music, in recent years has done amazingly well. Not just myself, but like Black Sharif killing it, you know?
Yeah.
There's Kitty who's killing it. There's Jackie. There's a lot more people who, like Olive the Boy and Last Mid. And where I came from, trust me, there's a lot more from there. It's just about everyone getting their spotlight and their time. And all we need is for the door to open and we'll get inside, you know?
I love the international crossovers that I've been seeing. I know a lot of artists have been working with artists in the more Spanish side. Who knows? Maybe we'll see King Promise and Asian, Thai. That would be amazing.
Yeah, you 100% will. It's like, there's so many collabos going on. There's so many. Some I can't speak about, obviously, for some reasons.
Of course.
I have a lot like coming up in the pipeline that is, I'm very excited about.
So I'll gas for you too.
Yeah, I can't wait to, you know.
Win or bin? I would love to play a game with you if that's okay.
Games?
Yeah.
Why do women like games like that?
I think games is fun.
Games are dangerous.
Games are sexy. I love a game.
You see, woman, you want to put me in trouble?
Not too much trouble, just a bit.
Oh my God.
Right, I have a game and it is called Win or Bin. So I'm going to give you a topic of conversation and you're going to tell me whether it's a win for you, a bin for you, and why.
Doesn't sound too bad, eh?
I told you, when you were saying, oh, I'm going to get, I'm here to look after you.
I hope you make me honest, like, believe the slogan.
What's that?
It's a lie. Fear woman.
I got you. No, I would never. Honestly.
Yeah, no, let's go.
Win or bin? Club last entry versus club hopping.
Where I'm from, we be club hopping. Like, you don't go to one club in the night. You go to like three. You start from mood or front back. Then you enter twist, then you enter ace.
Okay.
Or maybe you go bloom before ace. So it's like we be club hopping. So definitely club hopping over club. Whatever.
Club last entry.
Yeah.
So are you the clubbing type?
No. Bin. Is that what it is?
No, I'm asking you. Do you like to club?
We dey go when he jump. Why? Me dey go. I'm not going to go there early when no one is there. We go there when it's jumping, you know?
But are you someone that your weekends you're active? Are you like,
outside? Not every weekend. No.
Every other weekend?
Not every weekend, no. No.
When it's jumping?
It's when I feel like it.
When you feel like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only time you probably catch me out a lot is during the holidays. Because maybe I might finish a show and I'm like, it's already three, you know? Already two.
Might as well make it understand. Six.
Yeah, that one you catch me. But if not, I'd rather just be in my house. I'm a homebody.
You a homebody?
Yeah, studio body, homebody, top two.
Chilling, movies.
Easy, just playing FIFA, watching football. That's all I do in my time.
Oh, you play FIFA?
Baddest boy.
Are you like a 6 hour, 7 hour?
No. Why?
No, man. There's boys like that too.
Yeah, I'm not a gamer. I don't even have the time, you know. But I could do 1 hour, you know, especially when the boys are around, you know.
Yeah.
You just play some games, you know, have some drinks and just, I like chill vibes, you know?
Okay. I never used to be a club hopper. I used to, like, in the UK, for the most part, you go to one club and it finishes at like 3 a.m. You go home. But
yeah, because people don't get nothing, they open after that time.
Everything closes at like
3 a.m. So that's why people like dinner. You go dinner first. From there, then you enter club.
Honestly, your night starts at like 8 o'clock here.
I hear it. Nah, that time, you did it also.
I'm telling you.
We know jobs are passive.
In Nigeria, when people were leaving at midnight, it wasn't calculating in my
brain. We leave in the morning. You can see the sun out. 7 a.m. People are not leaving.
That one busts my brain.
No more settings.
That one busts my brain. I can't believe that people are out 8 a.m. in the morning just on their way back from the club.
You don't see nothing yet.
when I go to Ghana, I would love for you to show me the real experience. Because I feel like you know when you go.
You sound like you've had a very good time even on your own. So imagine if you're having a 5-star experience.
Like, I'm, ready for the five-star experience. Listen, I feel like before you go to Africa, like, there needs to be a training regime. You need to get your stamina up. So I'm going to be making sure the month before I'm doing my long distance running.
You do your cardio,
Yeah, I'm doing my cardio. No so problem. That when you're telling me 7 a.m. is time, I'm going to be in those clubs outside, in high heels outside.
No, period. I'm not going to invite you to the club at 7 a.m. Why do I want your downfall? No, no, like, nah, man. I mean, we could definitely do like late, like 2 a.m.
Even that 2 a.m. It's okay. I'm ready. All I'm saying is I'm going to be ready. I'm not going to be the one slowing people down.
Don't be a party pooper.
I promise you I will not, because I've been there where you go out with people and 3 a.m., 4 a.m., they're like, oh, can don't I go home? No, I will.
Can I tell you one truth?
Go on.
Sometimes I'll be like that.
That's you?
I'm like, no, that's not me. Only sometimes. I'm like, guys.
I mean, everybody has those moments.
Yeah, but I tell you, my battery's low. You know, my human battery's low. Me gotta go out.
Do you have a good social battery?
I think I'm good. Like, you know, I can network. I can be outside. I'm chill. Yeah.
I feel like I have a good 7 hour social battery. 7-8 hours. After
the thing
that,
is, for me, as I'm outside.
Mm-hmm.
If not,
leave me alone.
But as long as I'm outside, we'll go the long way. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next win or bin. Bin, I said bin or vin. Vin or vin. No, sorry. Win or bin. Viagra.
Bin.
Why?
I'm a Ghana man. Natural power. We are blessed. Right. In abundance.
Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, I don't.
Have you had a Ghanaian boyfriend ever? Have a Ghanaian thing?
I have, you know, once.
Hey.
That was fun.
That was fun, innit? See the smile. I'm seeing all your teeth. All your teeth don't come out.
That was fun. That
of
was
Of course
fun.
It was. It's
a,
us.
A time was had.
100%. What did you do?
Too much. He did a lot.
I hear you.
But I'm don't worry, break it. Right. There was a study that was revealed that Viagra could help lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease over the course of 5 years. And it was revealed that men who had been prescribed Viagra were 18% less likely to develop common forms of dementia in later years.
Mm. Good for them.
Honestly,
I've never taken that in my life.
Is there like a woman version of Viagra? I think there is.
Is it? The most I know is that it's female condom too. That's all I know.
I never understood female condoms, but big up the people who like to use them in it. Like, because I've seen it. Like, it's like a plastic bag and you put it up your vagina. But it's like, it's a plastic bag. Do you know what I mean? Like,
wild.
It is very wild. But yeah, let's move on because to be honest, I didn't understand that win or bin. All right then, win or bin, AI music.
Nah, come on man, bin.
Why?
Do you want reality or you want internet?
I would love reality.
Exactly.
I feel like... You
let AI go on stage then.
Okay, what if somebody was to offer you like stupid money? Like, let's just quickly borrow your voice quickly. We'll pay you X amount.
It will never happen.
It will never happen?
Never, ever, ever. Listen, like, as much as it's the business, you know, I actually love making music. You
okay.
Know? Fly, I was born for this, you know?
I love
so
that.
So, for that fact, I'm never going to let something of that sort sway my direction, what I want to do, just because of some peas. I mean, nah, never.
Okay.
And it's I feel like it would be irritating. Like, I hear people just make stuff on the internet with artist voices, you know, jovially. I'm like, nah, I don't want that.
Okay, and finally, win or bin Valentine's Day?
Win. See the way I said it, I don't want to wahala. No, of course win. You do have a partner, you need to go all out.
It's not do you win it or do you bin it?
I the chop Valentine. Yeah, if I get girl, of course, why not?
No, do you win it or are you somebody that is like, okay, Valentine's fun, cute, exciting?
Yeah, I'll do a little something, of course.
Are you doing anything with Valentine's this year?
No.
working hard.
I probably might, you know, send some friends, a couple girls, you know, just some stuff. My mom, you know what I mean? Some people that I love and cherish. I might send you something.
I mean, yeah. I would not be mad at that.
Yeah, your boy no go vex.
Which boy?
Perfect. Contract signed. Transfer season over.
Like, yeah, I'm single.
Nah, yeah, like, I believe in the power of, like, just assurance and being there for people you love. I feel like the woman loved that, so why won't you do it for them? You know what I mean?
Do you know what? I love it. I think a lot of guys like to complain that it's like, oh, I love you every day. Let me, like...
Yeah, every day should really be like Valentine, honestly, when you're really, facts. Like, there for the person. But I feel like girls take you very serious. Like,
we do.
So I'm like, it doesn't really hurt to make sure that you're... It's just, it's a day, it will go.
We need bragging, you know what I mean? Rights. I feel like the bragging rights, for me, is bragging rights. It's like, oh, you know, oh, my babe bought me this for Valentine, like.
So what about all the other days way? That we buy things?
But no, because then you can brag without it being crazy. Like, you see, if it's a normal Wednesday, it's like, oh, she's just doing too much. But when it's Valentine's Day, it's like, oh, like, you can talk about
it. I can imagine
it.
You know, like, I'm just thinking about it, like, if you had a man and you guys have been on the internet and everywhere just, and then Valentine's, you don't post nothing.
That your girls are going like, to ask.
But what if
you
you're keeping your shit to yourself?
Then keep it for the other days, isn't it? Like, you can't keep shouting on every other day that when it's Valentine's Day, we're not seeing.
So roses. You can't post what about just posting the picture? Does it have to be like whoever you're spoiled with?
Yeah, it has to be what happened that day. What did you get that day?
So because of Valentine, you're 10 content blogger.
Yeah, you got... Listen, the girlies who want content creators, they freelance that day to be content creators.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Everybody needs to start filming.
No, I feel like it's something that is worth celebrating, honestly.
Yeah.
So Valentine... Like, if you have a partner, go all out.
Go all out. I love it. I'm going to say it's win two. I love seeing the girlies happy.
Yeah, go all
out. I love seeing the girlies treated right.
I was talking to my boy. He's buying 2,000 pounds of flowers.
I love that. That's very romantic. Oh. Just only 2,000.
Just my brother. What are you doing?
when you like someone. Oh my God, there's actually been a chat, right? Speaking of 2,000 pound flowers, there's been a conversation because this girl was saying that, oh, like Valentine's doesn't have to be that expensive. There are flowers that you can buy for £2.50. That you can buy £2.50 flowers.
Don't do that. I mean, if it's your pocket, that'd be what you get, fine. But if just because she did calculate it, be too much, don't do that, stop.
If you can only afford £2.50, why? You don't need a girlfriend. You don't need a girlfriend. Work hard.
That's actually facts.
Find your purpose.
That's actually like, facts.
Find your... Do you have a flower budget? Is there a flower budget?
Nah, it's what my eye sees.
What your eye see.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this shit looks fire. Let's get
budgetless.
That. No budget.
I like it.
Account is open.
That's my favorite budget. No budget.
Of course it is.
It's CNT, baby. You know I've been stalking you.
Have you?
Of course I've been stalking you. Mm. I've been seeing what you've been saying. First of all, I've been seeing the outfits, the drip, the glasses, the beard. Mm. The shoe.
You check me out.
Of course I am.
You want to go on a date?
Hell yeah.
I will talk after.
But I haven't seen your tweets. And I want you to...
You haven't? Or you have?
I have. I've been looking at your tweets. I thought I
don't really tweet that much.
Don't worry. We'll see what you've been saying.
Let's
hear it. We're going to do behind the tweets. I want to explain some of the tweets that I saw.
This is interesting.
On the internet. Because the people need context.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. So, one day you tweeted, Charlie, I get emergency. Which number I for dial?
Oh. You see, you thought you were going to catch me.
What was it?
I'm the brand ambassador for EcoBank, and that was a campaign.
Oh, it was paid.
I'm an ambassador for EcoBank. I'm a brand ambassador for banking.
You know? Oh, right. So
what? It was a campaign that we were running.
Okay.
Where if you have an emergency, you call a number and the bank will come to your rescue.
Oh, that's boring, isn't it?
Yeah. I know. I'm wondering what you thought it was.
I thought he was going to give me some real tea there.
Nah.
Like, no, it's for the bank.
It's for the bank.
Okay. I mean, big up you there. Okay. I love that. So.
Yeah.
I think we've already debunked this one.
I like the fact that you thought it was something.
I thought you were going to give me some.
Sorry for you.
Right. To be honest, you've already debunked this one. And you know what I love? I love when people like, they drop hints. Mm. They drop hints. And I think this is one of the hints. Back to basics, true to self.
It's my album.
But this one was, but the people didn't know that at that time.
No, we've said it.
So no, this was a hint drop.
We were, yeah. I was like, back to basics and going true to myself. And people didn't get it.
They didn't get it.
What it meant was, this album is, I just give them the album title in the code. I love.
Okay, next one. I'm at a point in life where it's me first, any other thing secondary.
Terminator. It was just before Terminator came out.
Okay.
So I do that where I just say something that leads to something, but you might not know.
You like to drop hints, drop codes.
Exactly.
I love that.
Literally, I had just made that song. But I didn't quote the whole line. I just quote it like what it meant to me. You know what I mean? So yeah.
I wanna speak on that, because did you feel like emotionally? Because that song is very like, you know, when you get to a point where
you've had enough.
You've had enough.
Mm. Yeah, I was there. It was emotional. Like,
yeah,
I was there. Like, I had a series of events that just put me in a position. And I've not said this anywhere, but there was a point where something happened in Ghana. I just feels like I dropped my album, I went on a world tour, the first like Ghanaian world tour, crazy, like venues, everything. And then I go back and something happened, it was unforeseen, and then like people were angry, you know? But it was also a point where it looked like no one really wanted to even like understand me.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I don't speak. But then I spoke, I said something, and it was misunderstood, and it's understood. I do understand that, you know? I did apologize for it, but I just felt like, wow, like, really and truly, like, do people really feel or think that this was intentional? Do you know what I mean? And it hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, this is bigger than me. Like, what I'm doing is bigger than me, for me to let that get to me.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? So I'm like, no, I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm going to show them that this is your best bet.
Do you know what? I love this story, and it puts so much more context in the song, because I feel like the song is so feel good, but I feel like it's almost like it comes from that moment where of release.
Yeah, nah, like, it was a crossroad.
Yeah.
It was to a lot of people, it felt like a make or break.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it felt like time to show. You know me, I like stuff like that. I mean, I'm really all about the good vibes and the good energy. But
mm-hmm.
also when it comes to the point where you have to bring all the guns out blazing, I will, you know. So it's just really how I felt at a point in time with so many things, not even just that, you know. But there were so many other things personal in my life that were happening, which just... It just felt, I feel like it's human. You know, you go through stuff, you learn from them, you move, you know what I mean? So I just moved.
You did more than move. With that song, moved. You did I'm more like, than yeah. move.
I'm like, all right. For something, I could even say thank you for bringing out the best in me, you know?
And you know what? I think what's beautiful about that is that sometimes, as an artist, as a person, you want to respond in the way that people respond to you.
You can't.
And you're always going to end up the person, you're always going to end up the bad villain. Guy. You're always going to end up the villain. It doesn't matter what you say.
How no, when people are mad, that's not the time to go and explain.
Yeah.
But I learned that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's when, because really and truly, they do have a right in one way or the other. Because it's not like it just came out of the air, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? But at the end of the day as well, it means that they really do love you.
Yeah.
Which is why they're actually very concerned, which is why they feel the way they feel. So as much as you're hurt, they're hurt as well. you know. So you just have to make sure that you come back bigger and better for them, and they be prouder, you know. So,
that's mature.
Yeah, man.
Because if it's me, I'm not thinking about anyone else's. Cause you, like,
I mean,
I'm gonna keep it real.
No, because I'm just like, I'm the mouthpiece of the people as well.
Yeah.
To whom much is given, much is expected. You know what I mean? So. It's here and there. You can't also just say fuck the people. In my personal life, trust me, it's fuck a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If it's like personal. But when it comes to my job and, you know, who I am in the public, everybody looking up to me and shit like that, you have to think like a leader, you know?
You are a great guy. That's good. I love that. Let's move on to the next tweet. We've got Castology. You just Castology. Put Castology. That's all you said.
Means that you don't cast.
Do you know what? Yeah, this cast words, we've been hearing it a lot.
Castology. What happened? I think Chelsea was playing and we lost. I was like, Castology.
I've never heard anyone say that, you know. Is that a thing? Or
it's me and my boys, we say it all the time.
Castology.
Yeah, so if anything, we just say Castology.
Just vibe.
Yes, no. You don't cast me that.
Do you know what? I love when people come up with their own, like, English.
Yeah, Castology. Chelsea, they piss me off, man. That's my team.
That's your team?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, I love Chelsea because I love their uniform. It's like
blue.
Yeah, I feel like I look good in that color, so that's the only reason why I like it. But and I think they're winners. They win.
We're just having a tough period.
Okay, so you're not winning at the moment.
Imagine we won our last game.
Head like, nah,
we did win our last game.
Wait, imagine, are they winners?
No.
Okay. Who do you support?
Arsenal.
You're not winners either, mate.
No.
I mean, you've won. Like,
man, so
I
we
mean,
are just, now.
You've been waiting for that, eh? You know what's bad? I was talking to my friend. What I know about Arsenal is that you guys have a reputation of not winning.
Yeah, normal certain.
They're just like
you know, they say if you support Arsenal, you can take a heartbreak.
That's what they say. No, you guys are strong. Emmanuel, do you want to grab the mic to say something? Do you want
just
to defend?
I need to defend them. I'm ready.
Hey, you guys are doing well, though. I can't lie.
No, they're doing well. I know they've won a couple.
Shout out. I got my boys there as well. Eddie Nketiah and Thomas Partey. So these are my Ghana brothers. So I'm excited.
Oh, honestly, you can name me anybody. They play for Arsenal.
Yeah, and big they're Ghanaians.
Big up them.
Yeah, man. Big up the Ghana boys.
Big up the Ghana boys every Bamba Club time. Right. So we got the last one.
This hasn't been difficult. I like it. Oh yeah, no, let's go.
I told you, I got you. Did it? You were so scared. You
I said wasn't it was scared. Me, if I don't like, I'll answer.
You thought I was gonna come and give you one.
Yeah, I thought it was just gonna be very controversial.
No, because if it was controversial, why did you tweet it?
Let's hear it.
This one, my mouth's sweet, but you know, say I be liar.
Yeah.
Explain.
My
yourself.
Mouth's sweet now. I can tell you everything you want to hear, but I'm not only saying it just because you want to hear it. It means it's fact. Now for my girls now.
Okay, so that
for all my friends and ladies in my life.
So it's like,
a joke. It's a line from Mr. Easy's song, Panadol. I just connected to it. I felt like that was me. I feel like he was speaking for me. Because a lot of people will be like, oh, I see you sweet talking, R&B singer, Afrobeats boy. I'm like, it's not even that deep. I'm just saying it because it's actual facts. Like, my mouth, if he's one more sweet past Nigerians, you know this now. I'm not even Nigerian.
What, Ghanaian boy's mouth is sweet? Is that a thing?
My mouth's sweet.
You know, I don't have that many experiences, just the one. And that was
even
fun.
That one, you can't forget.
That was a fun time.
Exactly.
That was a fun time.
Exactly. Exactly. So, my mouth's sweet, but it no means I be liar.
So, it means that you want, does that mean that you
Yeah, want, like I follow up, I come through.
Wait, I know, but okay. Wait, I need to because I'm recently learning pidgin. Right, there's a lot of pidgin. So does this mean your mouth is sweet, but you're telling the truth?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm a liar.
Oh, okay. I thought it meant that but you're lying. No. Okay, cool. But it's okay, cool.
It might seem that I'm lying because it's too good to be true, but I'm not lying.
Okay, so you mean what you say?
Yeah, my mouth's sweet, but you know me say I be liar.
Okay, I like that. Okay,
that if you say I get the power.
So if you say,
for the other room, I get the power. Make you set your soul on fire. Fire. After round one, me, I know they take it Panadol. Shams, stay easy.
I love that song.
I've never heard it, but the way you say the way you sung it, I know it's a
good song. I wasn't even singing, I was reciting it.
And the way you even recited it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, Panada, I think it's a sick tune.
Do you know what? I'm a words of affirmation girly.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a words of affirmation girly and quality time, in case you wanted to know. Future references.
Thanks for letting me know.
That's okay. And I feel like the sweet boys, the sweet talkers always get me in trouble because...
Yeah, I get that a lot.
It's like, you'll be saying buttermilk, honey, sugar, lemon. And I fall for words. So huh? Yeah. But it's like, when the action doesn't make sense, it's like, I've been duped. I've been bamboozled. But you're saying that you stand on business. You say what you mean and you mean what you say.
100. Solid.
I love that. That's solid. Yeah. That's solid. I love it. Well, that was the end of the tweet. See, you're not as bad as you thought you were.
On the internet, yes.
On the internet. I mean, offline. Whatever happens offline is offline.
You can't do that on the internet, man.
Are you smart? So, Mr. King Promise, obviously, I feel like we've had a good conversation and everybody can gauge that you're very intelligent and creative man, but I would like to put your intelligence to the test. Why are you laughing? What happened?
It's in my head, don't worry.
Was you gonna say something cheeky?
No, it's fine.
Right, so I have a game in which we ask our co-host some cultural questions, and this is the cultural questionnaire.
Nice.
So I have a question for you, King Promise. Are you smart? Don't stress your brain on the question.
I'm never stressed. Question like this, 100% I'm smart.
You're smart?
What do you think?
You give me smart, but I'm interested to know how you're going to do in this quiz.
You know, being smart is like being a good person. Because even good people make bad mistakes. It doesn't mean they're not good. So as a smart person, I can make silly mistakes. It doesn't mean I'm not smart. It just means I'm human.
Why did you have to go philosophical?
I'm showing you I'm smart, right?
Why did you have to go feng shui? Like,
So ask what you want to ask me. I just debunked everything before.
All right, then. Philosopher. Right. We've got 6 questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't tell me Bobby, Susie, Becky, Adam.
We'll try.
You just have to lock in one.
Yeah, we try.
And if you get it right, I have to take one of these shots that could be a nice shot or could be a naughty shot.
Oh, them 6 ones over there.
Yeah. Okay. If you get it wrong, you have to take the
shots. Can I pick what you take? Because I can see tequila.
No, they're in order. To make it fair, they're in order.
So it's only 6 questions?
Only 6 questions.
So it's like one. All right, cool.
If it's 10, and you get 10 wrong, your belly is going to come out.
Let's go for it.
Okay, question number one is a riddle.
Riddle.
Who makes it has no need of it. Who buys it has no use of it. Who uses it can neither fit. Who uses it? Let me start again.
Like I lost already.
No, we got another chance. The watch is not going to help this answer.
Don't worry, let me cover it.
Oh, you don't want to flex for them. Don't worry. Bless me. Who makes it? Okay, wait. Question number one. Who makes it has no need of it. Who buys it has no use for it. Who uses it can neither see or feel it. What is it? I'll say it again. Who makes it has no need of it. Who buys it has no use for it. Who uses it can neither see nor feel it. What is it?
Are we answering for the who or what it is?
We're answering for what it is.
Time?
Is that what you're locking in?
Yeah. I don't like riddles. I feel like I'll lose, so it's fine. Oh, yeah, no.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, thank you.
The answer is a coffin.
How am I going to think about that one? Who won't die? Who won't die?
Right, so we're taking the first shot.
Oh, I'll take it too. I thought if you miss, then you take shots. You didn't say if I miss, I take shots.
No, yes. Hello, VAR.
She said VAR, you know.
You got it wrong. You take the shot. If you get it right,
don't worry. I stand on business. It's cool.
No, sorry. You know, I did it four times. I still got it right. This is for you.
What's that?
I don't know what they are.
To smell it.
I'm not sure, but I don't think it's a nice one.
I don't think it's dangerous.
You don't think it's dangerous?
Cheers.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Ah, God bless you.
What was it?
It's like a citrus soda.
It's not
alcohol. Aren't you nice today, Tia? That's good.
Very, very good job. You live long.
Right. Question number two. So, I heard that... Oh, wait. Wow, I was about to say something that was going to ruin the whole... I don't know what I was doing there. Wait, actually, no, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Let's hear it. Yeah, I know.
So, I heard you're very good friends with ODG.
NSG. Dennis.
Yes, Mr. Dennis.
My boy.
So hopefully you don't get this one wrong then.
He'll understand.
What is NSG's latest album called?
Ooh.
Dennis.
Can I describe that?
Can you
artwork?
See your friend?
The artwork has the flag, you know?
Dennis.
And it's like green.
Can you see your friend?
You can ask me the songs. Maybe I'll sing one or two.
Are you not on the album?
No, I'm not. Oh my God, Dennis, you didn't have to do this to me. Where's the drink? Where is the drink? Nah, bro.
What
like
is NSG's latest album?
I'm telling you. I'm even telling you what the cover art looks like. It's the map. It's the map. With it looks like green and am I right?
No.
Wait, guys, let me just Google it.
First. No,
I've lost. It's fine.
No,
I just want to.
No,
because
wait,
the way he said no, I don't understand how you can. Roots, yes.
That's not even that.
Oh,
album.
They have a new one. Gregory.
So we've got the very wrong answer. The answer
NSG
is
album, please hold on.
Area Boys.
That's their nickname.
That's the name of the album.
But that's the roots. Is the is
that's
the,
not
that's the bro? Come see, it's Ghana and Nigeria in there, bro.
That's the old one.
Ah, there's a new one. Yeah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. NSG new album.
Huh?
I don't.
Are your friends really your friends?
It's Area Boys.
Yes, we said Area Boys. The album.
Oh, the one by the car with the graffiti.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah. You know, they done that for all their shows. Even when I was in Lagos. Sorry, Dennis. He knows his love. You know, I was in Lagos and they had the car with the graffiti on it. Because I went to their party in Lagos. I go to the party. They came to Ghana, same, you know.
Amazing. If you guys ever see the Nella Rose video, you might actually see a special feature in there. Me.
Drink.
No, girl, you drinking.
Who is girl?
Sorry. I'm so American wannabe.
This I know, I can tell.
This is for you.
Is it that one?
Yeah, it's in order. This might not be a nice one, though, by the
looks. Looks like, you know the Coffee Patron?
It does look like Coffee Patron.
What kind of medication is this?
Medication.
Oh my God, Gregory. Sorry, I say my name when I'm nervous. Jay-Z says he says the truth when he's nervous, eh?
What do you use when you're nervous?
I say my name.
Your name.
Gregory.
Oh, come on. Oh God,
what kind of cough syrup is this?
It looked even thick. Ah. What was that to you?
Soy sauce?
I'm so sorry. But to be honest, I feel like it was justified. Because I thought you was going to get that question.
So the roots might be what? Put in style, myself. Mogu.
Right. Question number three. Who discovered Rema?
Deep Prince. Johnson.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah. Deep Prince. Johnson War.
I like how you said that so smoothly. Like, you're like, Deep Prince. You seem confident. Is that confident?
Are you okay?
Is that confident?
Deep Prince has Johnson World together with, I think he signed Rema with Don Jazzy together. They got the label. So it's okay. Maving and Johnson.
We are locking in Deep Prince.
Kaboom.
That is correct. Well done. I'm surprised.
Drink.
Right. I know this one is. Oh,
that looks like milk. Thick. What is that?
Oh, come on.
Is it milk?
I think it's yogurt. It might be yogurt. It might be a nice one. Do you like yogurt? I do.
People are not nice, though. Have me drinking things. People are drinking yogurt.
Mmm. Wow. I can taste antibiotics. Was it the anti? What did they put in yogurt? Anti? What did they put it?
Oh, it's
the
like
probiotics.
Probiotics. Look at it.
I didn't. I came here to be what is it called? Nutritionized. Anyways, this cocktail. Right. Next one. We got three more to go. I'm hoping you're gonna get them right.
I hope so too.
I'm rooting for you.
I like to see you drink, so why not?
What else do you like to see me? Damn. The tequila. Sorry. Sorry.
Don't apologize for saying how you feel. Never do that.
Excuse me. I'm media. I'm trying to be media trained. Okay. Just give me.
Give you me can that. Set the pace.
Okay. Question number four. Which of these fashion houses is the oldest? Multiple choice. A, Louis Vuitton. B, Hermes. C, Chanel.
I'm just going to be very random. I say Chanel.
You locking in Chanel?
I mean, LV has... Is it LVRM? Yeah.
Louis Vuitton,
yeah.
Hermes, Chanel.
Who could be Hermes as well, you know? Hermes?
Are you locking in?
Yes.
Why so confident?
Because they've been doing these bags from before my mother was born.
Okay. I like that. Right, we're locking in Hermes. That is correct. Well done. I was so happy when you said Chanel. I was like, I got him. Okay, drink, this looks like a shot.
Drink your drink.
Not that one.
This one?
Yep.
Is it tequila?
It is tequila.
Another one?
You have to take, you know the name of the game, you got to taste it.
Not taste, you drink it. Yes. I don't know. Is it water?
We'll see.
Make me sweat. Is it gin? Gin.
Just back it.
It's like salt water.
Ah, sorry. Eh? Enjoy. What is it?
Salt water.
That one is not eating.
Should have done it for me. Should have been a gentleman.
Another life.
Question number five.
You really can't wait for me to lose. You see, woman.
Honestly. No, because you're too cocky with it. Now you're like, oh, look at the way you're crossed. You look so relaxed all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm a Ghana boy.
We'll see how relaxed you are after this question.
I'll back you if I have to.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Question number five. Where would you find the smallest bone in the human body? This is multiple choice.
Options.
Why did I give you multiple choice? Ah, I'm kind of. Another multiple choice. Okay. A, the nose. B,
the ear, see the toe. KP had to off his glasses to think about this one.
Nose, ear, toe.
Yeah.
First elimination. Nose or toe, one of them. Because I feel ear. Final answer, ear. Don't ask me. Drink your drink. Did I get it right?
Latif. Latif.
Did I get it right? I feel like she's playing with me.
That is correct. It was the ear.
Perfect.
How did you get that? Because you said...
Because I thought about the nose and I thought about the toe. Obviously, I used to play football, so I can... And if he tell one or two, say, be so, you know, be so. Then the nose, I just see one or two. But the ear, within the ear, all this one, within the ear. Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, well done. That's good.
Enjoy, love.
This way?
No.
Looks like, this one looks like guava juice, you're fine.
Oh man, I know what this is. This is some ketchup concoctions that she's put together or something.
Oh, you make them yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with nice. All her love. Nice, with all nice, her nice. Love.
It means you're fine. If anything, you go find your Uber house.
Okay, cool. Oh, that is foul.
It's light. It's tomato puree and water.
Nah, that one will kill me.
That one is foul. That one was.
I've had the worst experience of my life on a flight with tomato puree.
Go on, do share.
Never.
I don't know how bad of an experience you could possibly have with tomato puree on
a
flight.
No, I had the whole juice. You see me, African boy, nobody sent me. I'm on a flight from Emirates, like using, like from Accra to Dubai. On Emirates, and I'm like, oh, I'll try new things. What is apple juice and orange juice? You know, we've had it. So I go for the tomato juice. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who sent me?
You just wanted to try it.
I was dying.
That is, yeah.
That's more than the punishment. What I went through, man.
Big, big punishment. Right, final one. I'm excited about this one.
I'm sure you are.
I'm always rooting for you, you know.
Love.
I want you to get it right.
No, you don't, but it's fine.
You're right, I don't.
I'll drink for you, though.
Thank you. Are you ready? Final question.
Let's have it. Let's have it.
Guess the song. So I'm going to give you some lyrics. They're all from different lines of the song, and you're going to try and tell me which one. Ready? First line is got money on my mind. Second one is steady green like broccoli. Next one is no be hype, everybody they crash.
And these are not in the same line on the record.
They're not in the same line.
Can you say the thing again? I feel like I'm on the spelling bee. Can you say
first one is got money on my mind. Yeah. The next line is steady green like broccoli. The third line is no be hype, everybody they crush.
Okay. Options, song or artist, origin.
No.
I have to know. Give me some options. No. Artists.
This one you just have
this
to
is
guess.
Not right.
It.
Spelling bee said they give options.
This is not a spelling bee. These are the lyrics. You have to.
No,
guess
since
the
I
song.
Asked you origin. Nah, man, that's peak. That's how you guys see, right? Peak.
It's peak.
Landing people. Peak. Nigerian. Just, you know what? Break it down. Like, just give me some. Is a Nigerian artist? Has to be. Because I don't know my Ghana boys really see broccoli and things, for instance. I see no be hype. It's not Ghanaian. Definitely Nigerian. Wow. You really don't want to give me anything?
I actually thought you was going to get this, you know? Should I say it again?
Yeah.
First line, got money on my mind. Second line, steady green like broccoli. Third line is no be hype, everybody they crush.
That was another one of my best friends. Yeah, Shaki.
What are you locking in?
It's either Shaki or definitely not Wiz. Definitely not Mr. Easy because I'm it. Is it Shiny Poppy as well? Shaki.
No song?
No, I don't. You didn't give me options now. Shaki. Just let me know if I have to drink my drink.
Right, so we've got Ashake, and I'm here to tell you that that is incorrect. The answer is Ira Star, Rush.
Oh. Broccoli.
Yes.
She said it broccoli.
Yeah.
He said broccoli.
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 Nobody.
Sorry, I'll
drink her.
For that.
What is it? Whiskey?
Coke.
Are you joking?
Sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you have to balance the equation.
Coke? Nice.
Last one.
It's done.
Do you know what, Tia? I hear it. It's don't hear it, but I hear it. Right, so at the end of that game, Mr. King promised you have 3 out of 6. 50%. Go you.
Really?
That was good.
I had the Coke and I had the... I thought I had 2. It's all right. I like to share.
You had 3?
I like to share. Make sure that, you know, we're all good.
Thank you very much.
It's good love.
That was very fun. And that is the end of the show.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we are done. Oh. So before we run away, where do the bad boys and girls find you on the internet?
On the socials, my handle is at I am Kim Promise.
Mm-hmm.
I am Kim Promise on Instagram. I am Kim Promise on Twitter. I am Kim Promise on Instagram, Facebook, and on is Snapchat.
Yeah, no. We're still using it.
King_Greggy.
You haven't changed your name yet.
No.
You know you.
You write "I am Kim Promise," it's gonna come up, but the handle is King_Greggy.
Okay, fabulous.
It will be verified, so you know it's me.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited about your new album, True to Self.
Yep, you got it right.
Very, very excited. And before we leave, I would love for you to sign off. So you can say anything you want, but you have to end with, and we'll be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl. So you sign your name.
So I'm a bad boy. That's what it is.
Hell yeah.
I agree.
Right. You ready?
Yeah, 100%.
So you can say whatever.
Where
like,
do I look?
This here, is King Promise. This is my
Joyce. I look
at
you, I look in the cameras.
You look at the cameras. That middle. One right there.
Last one.
You can say, my name is King Promise. I've been with Madam Joyce. We've been having a good time. Whatever.
All right, cool, bet. Run it. Let me know when you're ready.
We're ready for you.
Yes, guys. It's your boy Five Star here, Kim Promise, hanging with the one and only, the beautiful Madam Joyce. And we'll be back next week, same time, with another bad boy or a bad girl. Stay tuned. One love.
Thank you.